Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I have talked about three albums. Two albums like Death Light Matter Part Two, and I talked about the album Legacy Songs. Here's another album I'm going to talk about, and it's released on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. It's called The Rock and Pop Album. All the albums have something distinct about them, you know. So when I, being a indie artist, I kind of release an album. And the album, I add something new or something. You know, like Legacy Songs has like two original songs I just didn't do in the studio. You know, like I Do Love You and Love Is Spiritual. And Death Night Matter Part 2 is a predominantly rock and pop. It's pop, you know, it's so popish, but that's the goal. This one is kind of similar. It's kind of a mixture. I released this last year. It's called the Rock and Pop Album. So if you like this one, you can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Pandora. You can listen to it on iHeart. It is there for you to enjoy. I was at a stage where it was during the COVID situation last year to release an album. And, you know, got some of the same songs, you know, because I, you know, expand, you know, by adding something new. Now, what it has is that it has another instrumental that I did in the studio. I actually do have a vocal track. Maybe I can release that one day. I'm going to see where it is. But it's called Because You Are Gone. It's kind of have a pop rock, sounds pop rockish, you know. The song was about, you know, if you listen to the instrumental, if you check out on Spotify or Pandora or Amazon, look it up on Amazon or iHeartRadio, the Rock and Pop Album by Death Knight. Because You Are Gone, the song is about someone who I worked with for nearly 10 years. They were a musician, great musician. They trained me to sing rock and pop and rhythm and blues too a bit. I wasn't finished, you know, when I was with them. You know, I knew them for a long time. You know, I wasn't that close, but I knew them and they really treated me well and we got along well. And this person had passed on in a car accident. You know, they passed on, and it was sad. You know, I found out when I went up to work with this person. His name was Ed. We were going to be at the piano, and I found out that he died. So I was very sad by it. It also was at a time where there were some major changes in my life that were unraveling, and this is one of them. You know, I was jamming with a band. You know, we made so much music, and the band pretty much broke up for good. It was a jamming band, you know, and it broke up for good because, you know, the guys went their separate ways. I didn't want the band to break up, but it did, and it broke up permanently. And I was also concerned about the rights to some of my songs, whether I owned them or not. So it was a lot of confusion. What it is lack of experience of being in the industry, despite being in the industry for a long time. And it was at a time where I was just making a transition. So finding out that this person, who I kind of consider kind of a little more than acquaintance, a friend, had passed on. Because I worked with this person for 10 years. It was painful. So I decided to write a song about this person, Because You Are Gone. Because he helped me tremendously, not only vocally, but as a person as well. So Ed, wherever you are, I hope that you are. I hope you rest in peace. I think it was a long time, you know, it was a transition. Now, the rest of the album you probably are familiar with, you know, the rock and pop album, the goal was to mix it up, you know, and a lot of these albums are mixed up with rock and pop, and I was involved in all the songwriting. And it was great to be involved in the songwriting because I consider the songwriting just as important as the artistry because both put the song on the map. It makes the song wholesome. The lyrics, the music, and the singer who sings the lyrics or the band who plays the music is all part of it. It goes all together into one. Now, the rest of the album you probably are familiar with, and I know you remember this one. That's I really, and I talked about that before, so I hope you enjoy that. And I just want to give leverage. Please consider listening to it on Spotify or Pandora or Amazon, iHeart, Deezer, because it's there for you to enjoy, you know, survive, you know. I'm an artist, and I make music for you. It's for all people, regardless of where you come from. It doesn't matter where you come from or who you are, where you're from. The music is for people regardless of color, race. It's universal. It's for every country, every person. That's why I make music for the whole world. Well, anyway, I'd like to say thank you again for listening to this podcast because I truly appreciate everything to all those who are listening. The next song on the rock and pop album that was released in 2020 is You know, Outkast is on the other album, so I wanted to say, if you haven't heard it, keep an open mind and listen. Outkast has a melancholy feel, but it's pop. It really is. It just got a lot of guitar. It's rock, pop, you know, that's a pop version with a guitar solo. Outkast is just feeling alienated from the world. I think we all do. I was just at a stage where when I make this, I was in L.A. I was having so many problems. I was on the streets. I was homeless. And I was, you know, off the streets, and I went into a recording studio. So I've written the song. It was horrific, sleeping in a box and having to go to a coffee shop and sit there for several hours to look for a place to live. And I finally found a place, and I was trying to also, my employment situation was fragile. So I don't know, it just came out of me to write that. So I hope you enjoy. The song was not intended to be sad, you know. I was at the stage of just writing whatever came out of my head, because I went through a lot. My life has been hard, really hard at that point. So I hope you enjoy a Keep Rockin' Pop album. Keep an open mind, you know. And, you know, no matter what happens, it was truly a joy to make this song. It truly was, you know, I was just fortunate to release a song, you know. So, regardless, it was such a joy to release, you know, to make music for the whole world to hear and to listen and potentially buy. Well, anyway, here's another one. I know you know this one. I know you do.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
And you heard this, I really want to get to know you. You know, I talked about I really want to get to know you. It was released that year. It was about just, you know, finding the right person, seeing somebody and you really want to get to know them. The interesting thing about that song was it was unexpected. That's one reason why I learned about spontaneity in music. Just make up something on the spot from being in a recording studio and from being on stage with groups. Just come up with a song and just sing or write or play anything right then and there. And that's a joy to do. It was no intention to make that song. We were going to do a cover. And my mind was all set for the cover and threw it out the window after I talked to the other songwriter. And we just made it up on the spot. And it was such a joy. So I hope you like I Really Want to Get to Know You. Well, anyway, again, thank you for listening. And it's been such a joy to be on the radio. The next song is, I think you heard this one before, too. It was a joy, you know, making pop music, dance music. I love to dance. I really do. I love the beats. And this song we just added, you know, a little, you know, try a little texture of something different with it. You know, you hear horns and stuff, and it was a joy to do, you know. It really was. Like a mixture, it has an old fashioned flavor, and it makes something different. And you know, so it was a great song to be involved in, particularly with the songwriting. To sing it was great because it was so much fun and so positive. It really was. And again, you know, making music is such a joy, and no matter what happens, you know, it was great to release it. You know, to be fortunate to release it to you. And again, thank you for listening. And please consider listening to it. Well, anyway, I would say that rock and pop album, what's distinct about it is really showing the joy and love. And then it shows the meaningful, deep issues, you know, really deep issues, dark issues that I've written about in my life. Because it's kind of like it's showing the contrasts. So you could say of the three albums that were released the last two, this year and last year, this is the deepest. It has more deep music, rock, pop, etc. You know, but it's rock and pop. Well, anyway, here's another deep song. You know, it's like, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You was about love. And you know, love is so important. Love is a universal thing, because that's what I wrote the song for, all of you, because love goes to everybody, regardless of where they come from. Because this album is, and all my songs are for everybody around the world to listen, to consider buying. Just keep an open mind, because I released it to all of you to enjoy and to, you know, listen to and buy. Because the truth is, it's for you. It always is, no matter where you come from. This album is for you. Well, anyway, the next song on the is Serious. You know, I wrote those serious songs. I had a serious life, you know, still do, literally. And I went through things that, let me tell you, I am so fortunate to be alive and to be here to talk to you. That's how deep they were. But it's just belief and faith to know that, you know, I'm on this planet to be happy and to be positive to everyone you know, I tell the truth for what it is. You know, I have my own style, like people remind me, but I try to be fair and honest to everyone. I really try. And, you know, I came on this life to be happy, to be a winner, and, you know, to be joyful, not to be a tragedy. When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed, but then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright, but I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself. Guys who love pop and rock, this song is for you, or this album is for you. I'm a pop singer, but it spoke from my roots in rock, you know, because I've written songs like this is because of the experiences of living on the streets of L.A., homeless, and the tragic experiences. But in spite of it all, I am very positive. I'm happier, and it's just part of the creative process to create. This song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, is very positive. It sounds sad, but it's very positive because it's like overcoming obstacles. It's like telling an obstacle and then, you know, I'm not a tragedy. I'm a winner, you know. That's what the song is about. Some people are probably wondering or compare me to other artists who are rock. I would say I'm kind of in a mixture, but I would say I'm pop. You know, I'm really on pop. I have a mix of rock. There's a lot of pop artists who make rock music. You know, there are lots of them. Speaking of music, I hope to release a new song, I don't know, maybe in a film or release to the public within 2 or 3 months. Is about a dream to be in, you know, to be a success as an artist. That's why I came to LA. I talked about that before, so hopefully it will be released. Well, anyway, that single will be released. Now, the Rock and Pop album is available. It's been out for a year, and I hope you consider listening to it, because this album shows the contrast of my songwriting. I write about love, and then I write about really deep stuff. Then, you know, I like to expand my songwriting into issues about different things. The next song is about, you know, that I'm, you know, I release is about the dream. Going for that dream. That's so positive. It does show, you know, the new song that I'm going to release in some way talks about, it's autobiographical about me. But it's also about, you know, I want the Hollywood dream to come true. You know, this is what I need to tell you. And I'll release it soon. Now, back to the Rock and Pop album. And I'm sorry if I went off a little. The Rock and Pop album has a, you know, a beige cover. you know, it's kind of like an orange is a mixture. And it does show the contrast of the deep and meaningful side of my songwriting to the love, falling in love and side of my songwriting. And I try to be diverse in my songwriting with the rock and pop album because I wanted to be an artist that can write about anything, you know, or sing. Really, I mean, sing and write about anything. And I realized that, you know, it's part of the creative process to expand and to try something new. And that's what I wanted to do with my music or with being a creator of music is to expand and try different music. And that's a continuous process because, you know, eventually I want, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen, but, you know, make songs, you know, rhythm and blues, you know, R&B, so, and then make songs with country or if I can do that, that would be great to be able to do that. But it's very difficult, you know, time, money, and life situations. But that's what I am because, you know, the reality is, you know, to go for that dream, the cost and the expectations are very difficult. But the rock and pop album shows the contrast of, you know, my ambitions of, you know, one side and the other. And I think this album distinctly show those two sides. Whereas the other albums kind of like, you know, show one more side. Like, the Love Night Matter Part 2 is so pop. And then the Legacy songs is like a mixture, but it has like my two songs that I didn't do in a recording studio. I just played it in my living room, you know, that kind of thing. But this album shows a contrast. Really, it shows the distinct contrast. Because the next song is, again, it's about love. But it's a little different about this song. Because it wasn't about wanting to be with somebody or falling in love. It was about, you know, a heartbreak, realizing that somebody didn't want to be with me. And that was rejection. I matters of love, being rejected in love or friendship or whatever was painful from this person or persons that I came across. But that's part of life. And the only therapeutic way for me to deal with it was to move on and know that I can find other people to be with who wants to be with me because I know that to be the truth. I have to let that person go. I can't make somebody like me. And at the same time, I can say to them, I'm over you. Now that's what it's about. It's like I'm over you. You know, the song is about life goes on. I have to move on and move on with my life. You know, I like that song. You know, what was it, Don Henley, Heart of the Matter, and you know that's about a heartbreak song. But that's pop rock. You know, I like the words when he used, there are people in your life who come and go. They let you down, but they hurt your pride. You got to put it all together because life goes on. You keep carrying that anger. It eats you up inside, baby. But that's the truth, you know. I think it was referring to the person who didn't want to be with him, who was angry with him. And, you know, I can't hold anger to a person or anybody, but it's about me moving on. And I know that there are people who are angry with me. And all I can say is the only thing I can do is I have to leave it to God and move on. Life is too short. And I can say, you know, I will survive. You know, I will survive. I will find other people who will like me or somebody will be with me in love. And life is too short. I cannot make somebody else like me, but I wouldn't want somebody else to feel the same way to me either. You know, life has to go on. So all I can say to that person, I'm over you. You know? It's not worth it. Because I realize that life is fragile and life is too short. And I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet. But I'm going to try to do the best I can because it's a very difficult undertaking to live as a human being in matters of love because it's about self-love, liking myself, and being around people who like me for me. And I know I have to respect people and boundaries, strangers or people who I know. But if someone don't like me, I have to let it go. I have to move on. And that's what the song is about. I'm over you. And it's good to dance to. You know, it's always something about love that attracts me to songwriting, you know, to sing it, because it's the most important tool in this universe because it keeps everything together. It's the healing process. It's what keep us together. I take it one day at a time because it's never easy to deal with matters related to love. And the last song on this distinct album is, well, I played it before, and it's important to me. I had to write about it because throughout my life, I have been judged, I have been appreciated, but I have been a focal point because I simply didn't understand why some people were making judgments on me or making allegations and so on. But it was basic common sense because the truth is we are all unique. We really are. Yes, I am unique. And I'm proud of it. My famous, write the company. a rock and pop album. Now, unique is so important to the concept, because I came up with this idea about unique. Because unique is still a quality that I feel that some people in this society do not understand. They simply do not understand the concept of being your own person, walking to the beat of your own drum. I felt that, from my experience, people pinpointed me for being distinctly who I am. And it's okay to be unique. We shouldn't make judgments on people who look or act differently, because we learned on the more superficial, large categories that are now accepted in mainstream society that it is wrong to judge people based on their color, skin, sexual orientation, religion, sex, because, you know, that's more in general, you know. But the truth of the matter is, through each individual, including me, we have our own unique style that brings something special to this planet. Being unique has created inventions, created new clothing, created new concepts, created computers, created ideas, imaginations. Being unique has created movies. It created all kinds of things by being innovative, which is an aspect of being unique. Being unique has created rock music. Being unique has created pop music. Being unique has created so much that enhance our lives. We should appreciate it. Yeah, there's a bad side to being unique, you know, that we should address and try to do something about, you know, people who act abrasively and try to hurt people who look different than they are and so on. That kind of situation should not be tolerated. We should be open-minded. But the truth is, it's always going to be somebody who look different or act different than you and me. And with that, I leave it to you to listen to the Rock and Pop album, because it has its own unique style from Dove Knight, the unique artist, who is me. It's a blessing to be unique, because without uniqueness, there'd be no way we could survive without the inventions that transcend and transform this world forever. We should always respect somebody and not make judgments or crucify somebody who looks different or who refuse to go along with the status quo. The basic common sense of that is, if it don't hurt and it feels okay, then there's nothing wrong with it. And that's one of the concepts that I dealt with. People thought I was too way out, or they thought I was not well because of the way I talk or judgments. And I realized it really isn't me. It's just that people are ignorant about people and matters that are foreign to them, that they simply do not understand. But I hope you understand the concept of my album, which is the Rock and Pop album. And lastly, I'm not trying to preach. I'm just talking about my album and what the song is about. Because being unique was a concept that I had to write about. Also, I'm not the only one who wrote these songs. It's a guy named Dave. I'd like to thank Dave for helping me bring these concepts into the world. I also like to thank you for listening, because these songs are there for you. It was released professionally, and I hope you enjoy it, because you can listen to it for free. Well, if you like rock or pop, keep an open mind. And may you all have a blissful day, no matter where you are. Peace from Dove Knight.